The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info at gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Mother's Day weekend. I love this holiday because it's a time when we're supposed to say thank you to all of our moms, whether they're your biological mother or your stepmom or your neighbor who has kind of adopted you or your buddies whose mom takes care of you and makes sure that you don't get in trouble and yells at you, whatever. There's so many mothers in our lives, we need to remember all of them. And I really mean that. They all take a little special part of our life. Well, you remember that, okay? And, you know, this, like I said, it's Mother's Day weekend, so do something good for mom. The greatest gift I ever gave my mother, I bought her a new fishing rod. If I knew that, I would have never spent all that money on flowers, even though she loved the flowers. But I would have just gotten her a new fishing rod, more fishing tackle, and then take her out fishing. That's what they like to do, spend time with their kids in the great outdoors. Okay. And besides talking about the great outdoors, I want you to remember to tell all of your friends to tune in and listen to ESPN Chicago app to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's right. Or you can go to my website, chaunceysgreatoutdoors.com, and listen to the podcast anytime you want. Or you can hear today's show, you can hear last week's show, you can hear all kinds of shows, and you can even listen to the podcasts and subscribe for free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Remember that. It's so easy to listen to Chauncey's Great Out of Doors. Well, I hope you're ready to enjoy Chauncey's Great Outdoors and follow me into the great outdoors. On this week's show, we've got Captain Tony with the Lake Michigan Report. He's been spanking the salmon. Oh, he's spanking them. Gets that little fin up and gives them a little tap, tap, tap under their belly. Oh, it's unbelievable. And we're going to talk with him about what's going on there. And then Tim Derry from the Coast Guard Auxiliary. He's a good friend of mine, and we're talk about Safe Boating Week and a whole lot more, and even how you can get involved with them. And rounding out our Mother's Day show, my favorite mom of the great outdoors, Eileen Rice. That's right. Eileen Rice is a first grade school teacher at the East Prairie School in Skokie, Illinois. First grade teacher for many years, and every May she runs a fishing program for her kids that involves all the disciplines in the school. And these kids go absolutely crazy. We're going to talk to her about that and just talk to her about being a mom who loves the great outdoors. Okay? I love that, don't you? Then we're going to hear a little bit more outdoor information and my grandson Aiden's fishing report. Hopefully I'll look through my email and see that it pops up in the final segment of the show. But you never know who's just going to call in. And speaking of calling in,
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Now let's hear from Captain Tony, sitting on the dock of the bay. Tony, what's up on the big pond?
catching them cohos all day long. Cohos are running like crazy, Chaunce. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple days were a little difficult, you know, weather, wind, blah, 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 with that crazy weather we're having. But the cohos are here in numbers, a lot of fall off, but a lot of nice-sized cohos.
That sounds good. And there seems to be a good amount of bait fish in the area, so people are getting, you know, sometimes you got to work for your limit, and sometimes they're jumping in the boat, right?
Right, yeah. Every day's a little different, you know. You get a lot of boats out there to beat up the pod, so, you know, I like getting away from them, finding my own little pod, and, you know, eating up what I can and throwing them in the cooler.
That's the best way to do it. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to work on setting up a charter and stuff, what's the best way to get a hold of Captain Tony?
I would call me on my cell, 847-366-0741. I have 2 weekday mornings left. Otherwise, I have 11, 12 o'clock starts in May here and a handful in June.
Okay, well, it sounds good, Tony. What are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on.
All right, take care, Tony.
Be safe out there and good fishing to everybody.
That's right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on.
Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for Constellation's Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 18th. We will be celebrating 23 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $836,000, and every penny raised has gone to the charity each year. Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. And the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which is a genetic disease that affects many organs in a youth and young adults, will be receiving all the funds raised. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For more information and entry forms, go to ConstellationEnergy.com, or I'll send them to you. Just send me a note at ChaunceyN@AOL.com. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll look for you there.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and yes, it's May, and oh my goodness gracious, I can't tell you how many years ago when, for safe boating week, I was taken out in the Lake Michigan, put on a Gumby suit, and about a mile and a half out there, and they threw me in the water with the alderman at the time, and they did a real nice rescue thing for TV with the alderman, and then they said they were going to come back and get me, and the only people that came back to get me was the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Everybody else left me. But on the phone with me right now, we have Tim Derry, who is a member of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And I'm going to let you say the full name of the station because I'm going to get it wrong, Tim.
Well, we are based out of United States Coast Guard Station, Wobat Harbor, which is located in Gilson Park in Wobat, Illinois, right off of Sheridan Row.
That's right. And Tim is a ranking member in the Coast Guard Auxiliary, him and his wife. And every year we both believe that Safe Boating Week is 52 weeks a year, right?
That's correct.
But there's a little emphasis by the media and PR people that this is the one, you know, it's Safe Boating Week. We've got to talk about safe boating. And really, it's not just when you say safe boating, you think of going on a big, you know, a bass fishing boat on Lake Michigan or a big reservoir or a charter boat. It's really any time you're on the water, right?
That's correct.
I mean, over the years, we have talked about every kind of imaginable piece of you know, things to do for safe boating, for safe this. And what's the number one thing for safe boating that would save more lives than anything else?
I think we'd all agree it's got to be wearing a life jacket.
Yes, it is. It's wearing a life jacket. And that is such a strong statement. And I mean, when you see people you know, boating, and especially, you know, kids on boat. And you know, that's one of the things. You know, it's not just so much for the kids to wear the life jackets. You as an adult, show them that you're wearing one, because it will make an impression that when they have their children, they will do the same thing to do that. But the Coast Guard Auxiliary does so much more than just yell at me to wear my life jacket, right?
Well, we try not to yell about it, but we try to about persuade you.
Well, so you guys know me, so you kind of play with my brain, you know?
It just dawned on me that we've talked so often and gotten in the interview, and you've, you know, introduced me as your friend Tim Derry. And I don't know that, you know, your listening public is really aware of who the Auxiliary is and some of the missions that we do. And so if it's all right with you, I'd kind of like to get into that.
Please, because, you know, the Coast Guard Auxiliary is the front line of, you know, boater safety, in my mind.
It is. We're one of the taglines is America's Volunteer Lifesavers. The official definition is we are the uniformed volunteer component of the U.S. Coast Guard. Some other lines is recreational boating safety is job one. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the different prongs, I guess I'm going to call it, of our mission set, because everybody knows that we go out there, we do patrols, we have patrol boats, we do search and rescue. And that's all well and good, but before that, there's so much that we accomplish. I'd like to say, before you need us to come out and rescue you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll just give you some examples. Vessel safety checks. They're voluntary. They don't cost anything. And there is no repercussion for not passing it. It's an educational action where we go through your boat and make sure you've got proper life jackets and flares, that your boat's seaworthy. And if there's something that's short, we let you know that. You get it corrected. Then we come back again and then affix a sticker to the starboard side of your boat indicating that you've passed.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important. It also indicates to authorities when they see you out there that that boat has been checked, and that chances are that you at least were in compliance when the sticker was issued. So a vessel safety check. And by the way, we can do these in the water, at a marina, at a boat launch, on your driveway at home, pretty much anywhere you want. And I'll give you the web address at the end
mm-hmm.
to request one, but somebody can come out and accommodate you. You don't necessarily have to go to a vessel safety check station or blitz in order to avail yourself of one.
Yeah.
So that's an important mission.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of this, Tim. You know, if Tim's inspecting the boat, it's all it is, people, is a second set of eyes looking at your boat. That's all it is. It's a second set. And they'll say, okay, where are your flares? Oh, yeah, they're under the seat. Okay, open them up so we could see them. And the person will say, well, you know, yeah, I got them. They're under the seat. They're not expired. And you take a look at the first one, and it expired 3 years ago. And the person then says, oh, my God, they're in my garage on the cabinet shelf. You know,
yep.
It's like he goes, he takes them, and he puts them in the boat. That's all it is. Do you have a second method of making noise, a whistle, a horn? Do you have a radio? Do you have it's just a second set of eyes, because trust me, we all forget things. And we're in the middle of stuff. We got families, kids, baseball, hockey, you know, going fishing, having coffee with Tim someplace. I mean, you know, and we forget about things, and it's all of a sudden it's like, hey, well, I'm on the water and I need a little help, and I'm short. And I should have done it. And that's one of the things that I think is so important for, with the Coast Guard. What's the next thing?
Let's talk about boating safety classes. And we not only offer the general America's boating class, but we also offer specialty classes. Like, you could sign up for one that teaches you navigation, both GPS and chart navigation. That's one of my favorite ones to teach. Here's one, Suddenly in Command. It's a class that is designed to teach somebody who is not the boat owner, not the boat operator, what they would be needing to know if something were to happen to the skipper of that boat that they're out with. And that could be if you're out with your neighbor or your brother-in-law on his boat, or if you're out on a charter. Something happens to the skipper. What do you do? You know, how do you call in? How do you use the radio? Just very basic safety measures.
Wow.
We engage in public affairs events at festivals, in parks, schools, in boat shows, at all different events. It doesn't necessarily have to be a boating-related activity. And there's things that we do there, like we'll teach people marlin spike, which is the art of tying knots. We'll perform life jacket demonstrations. We have different sizes and styles to try life jackets on for adults and for kids. These are things that you probably wouldn't think about doing in driving to the sporting goods store at the mall. And so you come into a block party, and there's the Coast Guard Auxiliary saying, hey, come on over. Let's give you some literature. Let's talk about, how to make sure that a life jacket fits properly. One of the things that's really taken over in our public affairs arena is the social media outreach. There are some members of ours that I see on social media that are just spectacular. I called one up. I go, where do you get this stuff from? Because they'll have these just different hints that they'll put on there about safety-related and boating-related activities. And it's so important because you learn things. Years ago, I learned something about launching a boat, reading a yachting magazine in my mother's doctor's office while I was waiting for her. And I've taught that to probably 1,000 people, that little hint that I learned. So social media is a great, great avenue for us to get that message out to you. I think that rolls into not just boating safety, but now we've been brought into the swimmer safety arena because so much has happened, especially along our west shoreline of Lake Michigan here, in terms of rip currents and people who go in the water voluntarily. They didn't fall off a boat. They didn't crash a boat. They went in the water at an organized beach and then couldn't get back to shore. And so Swimmer Safety Initiative is relatively new for us, but it's something that is necessary. That goes hand in hand with paddle safety. You've got people there, the paddle craft realm is growing incrementally. It is, there are more people, it used to be just canoes. Now, there's kayaks, there's stand-up paddle boards, there's paddle boards, all these different type of human-powered craft. Mm. And so we actually have trained members that go out that are experienced paddlers themselves. They're uniformed paddlers that go out into the paddling community and work with paddlers, making them aware of different things to keep themselves safe. So then I'll hand back to you for a little bit while I catch your breath.
Catch your breath. Well, and you said so many things there. I was like, and I never thought of the one about, just knowing what to do when you're on somebody else's boat. I mean, I've been on charter boats a gazillion times, and heaven forbid, I just thought of it. I said, what if the charter boat captain, A, has a gripper, heart attack, B, slips with his rubber boots on the floor because it's all slimy with fish that he just landed, and he slips and bangs his head. You've got to get that boat back. And how do you make the radio call? How do you ask for assistance? How do you kind of move along there? Oh my gosh, Tim, I never thought of that. All the kayakers, the paddlers, the boat people and the board people. I mean, all of those things, I'm sitting there going, gee, every time I talk to Tim, I learn something new. Every time. And these are not difficult safety things to learn, folks. These are things that you can learn to enjoy the great outdoors, but most important, they're there for you to come home. They're there for you to come home to your dog, your kids, your wife, your buddies, your everything. I always tell people when you clip a life jacket, God, I haven't thought of this in a couple of years. When you clip a life jacket, I'm doing this while I'm talking to you on the radio. I got my hands like on my chest, like I'm clipping my life jacket. When you clip your life jacket, now good, it's very good. But when you clip it, every time you clip it, you say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's what you're saying. Because you want to come back.
Yep. So let's back up just one second. You mentioned being on a charter.
Yeah.
And this is an important one. How do you know, and what do you look for to know that that person taking you on a charter is licensed to take you on that charter? And the reason he's licensed to take you on that charter is because he's proven he's got the experience, the training, the proper equipment, and then a safe vessel.
Mm-hmm.
That's something else that we work in, because there's something called uninspected passenger vessel examination that we're involved in. But so there are some vessels, you know, you hear the expression six-pack.
Yeah.
Okay, six-pack means that a licensed captain can take out six people. So, yeah, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody out there is licensed as a six-pack charter.
Mm.
And the Coast Guard and the law enforcement side terminates every year different cruises because they've come on board and realized that somebody was doing a charter for hire and wasn't authorized, wasn't licensed,
right,
wasn't trained, wasn't credentialed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to think about. And, you know, long before we ever lead up to running search patterns and doing search and rescue for
right.
somebody. And what our hope is that by participating in all the different mission sets that we've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
that there will be less of a need for us to think about and search and rescue.
Right. Now, you said that there's a website to go on to have your boat inspected, which, once again, costs nothing, everybody. It's free. It's a freebie. It's just another set of eyes. What's that website?
It is CGAUX, CGAUX. .org. So it's Coast Guard Auxiliary, CGAUX.
Mm-hmm.
.org. You can request a vessel examination.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up and see where by your zip code the next boating safety class is, and what the curriculum for that class is being taught, how many nights or days, what day of the week it is, where is it located. It's really a wealth of information.
Yeah. And the other thing too is the Coast Guard Auxiliary is a, you know, you volunteer for your Little League or the flag football or your Girl Scouts, Boy Scout, Scouting America, you're volunteering at church, you're volunteering. So the Coast Guard Auxiliary is just that. It's volunteers. If you got the time, and you, everybody, think about it. Give a little time. Learn about the Coast Guard. You're going to have way too much fun in the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And it's another way for you to extend, to let people have fun. And they can also find that information probably on a website or call someone, right?
Also on the CGAUX.org,
mm-hmm.
there is a Join Us tool. I've said this over and over again. As a matter of fact, it landed me a job in human resources for a number of years. It was extremely demanding.
Mm-hmm.
People overheard me say, this is the best volunteer gig out there. And I stand behind that. I really do. This is so rewarding, you know, the friends that I've made, the fact that my wife and I do this as a couple, we don't take time away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it is really a big, big part of our life.
Cool. Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming on once again for our 11th year, but celebrating the National Safe Boating Week. But safe boating starts 52 weeks of the year. Always, always remember that. Tim, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me again this morning, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Now is the time to plan for your summer family fun with a new Lund or Low boat, or that low pontoon boat. Oh, perfect for the family, all powered by a Mercury outboard, and get the last of the rebates offered till May 28th. That's right. Let Waterworks Marine get the Mercury outboard motor on your new low pontoon or fishing boat that you will spend hours vacationing close to home, or a summer trip that will make memories for years for the family, and up to a $3,000 rebate till May 28th. But if you're looking for that special Lund powered by a Mercury outboard, let Waterworks Marine help you with up to a $1,500 rebate to get you on the water now on a boat from Waterworks Marine. With over 100 boats and pontoons and rebates, including a special $750 rebate on Mercury outboard motors, Waterworks Marine
is the perfect place for your family to enjoy and make memories of a lifetime. So let Waterworks Marine help make your boating dreams come true. If you're outside Chicago, go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said, "Make my boating dreams come true." Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in Northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for Constellation's Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 18th. We will be celebrating 23 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $836,000, and every penny raised has gone to the charity each year. Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. And the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which is a genetic disease that affects many organs in a youth and young adults, will be receiving all the funds raised. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For more information and entry forms, go to constellationenergy.com, or I'll send them to you. Just send me a note at chaunceyn@aol.com. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll look for you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rip.
Hey, this is Captain Andy of the Time Bandit from the TV show Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Setting in the shade, weather is hot, weather it's cool. Oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool.
what a fine.
Hey, everybody.
Day.
Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, we're it's Mother's Day weekend, and I've got one of the greatest moms that I know. Her kids might argue with you a little bit on it, but she's really one of the greatest moms that I ever have known. Eileen Rice, a fantastic school teacher, educator, conservation, fish teacher, mother, wife, puts up with an awful lot of us fishing guys, and a member of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. I think I got it all out in one breath.
Oh my goodness. I didn't even know I had that many titles, Chauncey. Thank you.
And I really believe putting up with all us fishermen is the best one, you know.
Well, you know, I'm right in there with you, so I consider myself one of the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, East Prairie School in Skokie, it's literally just north of the city of Chicago line, right?
Oh, yeah. We're right on the border there. Yeah.
You've been there for X years, and we're not going to say how many years before that because people think you started teaching when you were five. But you've been doing a great program with first graders, right?
Yes. It's the joy and highlight of my year every year when I get to take my first graders out fishing. But before that, it's teaching them all about fish, the sport of fishing, and conservation and the environment.
And you do this all in the month of May with all of your subjects. That's what just knocks the socks off me.
Well, it's part of our science curriculum to go along with the biology of the fish and also with the environment. But, you know, we love to read literature that has fish characters in it. They enjoy writing about those characters. We love to do some math problems and games that incorporate fish with that. So it just makes it a full thematic study.
Mm-hmm. And to give you an idea, in the classroom they have all these first graders, and all the books they read, it's the rainbow fish, the fishy fish, all kinds of. All the books are about fishing for your reading. Then they have math class. Well, if you've got a bucket and you've got three fish and two fish, how many fish are in the bucket, right?
Yep. And that's the level of it for first grade. But, you know, they learn about the length of the fish. So we get some measurement in there as well. And they learn all the different types of fish and the biology of the fish, so they know the parts of the fish's body. They get to learn all the names of the fins and how each part works. And, you know, I was walking around my classroom today holding one of my mounted smallmouth bass so they could see up close and personal what these fins look like and find the lateral line on the side of the fish. And, feel the Velcro teeth on the lip and see why a worm or crayfish can't crawl out so easily once it's sucked in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they color the Mrs. Rice here has a... I'm putting you in my teacher brain. I'm sorry, Eileen.
That's okay.
You know, they have a coloring book sheet of the fish, but it's like if you... visualize just taking when you fillet a fish and you see all the organs. So the kids have to color all the different organs and label them. And so this is all part of the science class. Hanging from the ceiling, they have stuff like the chain of life, from algae to diatoms to, you know, this one, to the tadpoles, to fish, to the, you know, humans, or from fish to great blue herons or whatever, so they can see the chain of life. I mean, oh, Eileen, this is unbelievable.
And we're getting so excited in the classroom. We can't wait to get out into the wide open and see all this nature live and in person.
Yeah. And then she goes, and on recess, they go out into the schoolyard, and they learn to cast.
Yeah. You know, when you have about 60 fishing poles and hooks, flying around do. You know, you want to make sure that we can do it safely. So we do learn the respect of anglers and, mm-hmm. you know, give each other enough space and making sure you look all directions before you cast and how to walk properly with your fishing pole. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's so fun. It is the best time of year for me.
Yeah. And then at the end of this whole month of May, the entire class goes fishing. There's two or three first graders this year and classes, and they all go fishing, and either the parents or the aunts, uncles, or whoever, you know, some family member also comes out to help, and all the kids are out there fishing. She, you know, I don't know how she does it, but she gets a whole bunch of us guys to show up and, you know, tie lines, rebait hooks, take fish off. And I want to say 99% of the time, every kid catches a fish.
It's pretty close, but we do remind them that it's called fishing, not catching.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we're able to get almost every child to catch a fish. And hopefully it's, you know, for many of them, it's their first and sometimes they're only, unfortunately, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, we do try to show them an area. We go to Skokie Lagoons. It's nearby our school. It's like maybe a 15, 20-minute car ride.
Mm-hmm.
And the families that come out get to see how beautiful our Cook County Forest Preserves are.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our representatives from the Cook County Fisheries Department mm-hmm. come out and do their presentation, so they are so excited to see, oh my goodness, those fish were in the water that I'm going to fish in 2 minutes, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. they just cannot wait to grab that fishing pole and get down to the water and cast their line in.
Yeah, and like I said, the Forest Preserve District comes out with their fisheries people. A ton of volunteers comes out, you know, and we just have so much fun. The kids are catching fish. Lots of, Mrs. Rice, I got one. Oh, you know, and photo opportunities all over the place. And then the kids have a little lunch. They may fish about an hour again, and then they all go back to their classrooms and have a marvelous, magnificent day. And that's why Eileen Rice is a member of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, because she has introduced not 100 or 15 or 25 or 200. She's introduced thousands of kids into the sport of fishing, not just for them, but for their family to go, wow, I'm having fun with my child doing something I've never done. And you did that.
Well, I mean, that's my goal. And I just hope every single year that mm-hmm. they get out and enjoy the outdoors more than that one time.
Right, right. And I think the other side of the fence is that it's, as a mom, you love getting your kids fishing with your husband, even though you outfish them all the time. You know, so I'll hear from him on that one.
Not all the time. We take turns.
Okay. And, but I mean, you know, you're a mom who loves the outdoors, and it's not just I like to go fishing. You just absolutely love the outdoors, whether it's the trees, the grass, the water, on a boat, salmon fishing with Diamond Ghost Charters, fishing in your boat on Geneva or Delavan, I mean, and going on other trips around. You have, as a mom, want so many kids because you feel something that you want them to get.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I mean, for me, there is no place better than being outdoors and enjoying the fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
and just, you know, oh my goodness, there's a bald eagle, you know? I mean, or I was talking to one of my students today. They were excited because they said, oh, what if we ever saw a swan? You know, I go, oh, that's one of my favorite birds. I would love to see a swan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or then we were talking about the Canadian geese and the goslings and, you know, that they're all hatching now and you might see some of them. And it's just so refreshing
mm-hmm.
and to reignite your own spirit to
yeah.
be outdoors.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I said I have to get my favorite mom on the phone today, because it is just, if you could see this and see the kids, and you know, the school district and the superintendent and the principal are all very supportive, but you know what? And this is not her asking. If you got a little extra and you want to make sure these kids have a good time, give me a call. We'll figure out a way you can help, you know? And
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
It is something that, you know, this costs a good piece of change, you know, period. But to watch these kids and to watch the smile on your face, I don't know what I like better.
My cheeks do hurt by the end of the day, let me tell you, but... You know, it is to see those kids light up with their very first fish, or to show their moms and dads, hey, watch how I can cast. Mom, I'm better than you. Dad, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just delightful to see these families enjoy the outdoors for that whole afternoon and then decide, wow, we could do this maybe next weekend or a few times during the summer, and it's like, please, please do it, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, you know, my mother taught me how to fish and enjoy the outdoors when I was younger, and then as I got older, I said, oh, it's this Boy Scout stuff, you know, and that, you know, I took off from there up even more, but I always took her fishing even well into my 40s and 50s, and because she loved it and everything else, but what I saw in her face, I see in yours with all of these kids and all of these new parents, and you're enjoying that. And you may not realize it, but you're changing their lives for the rest of their life by showing them the key to the great outdoors. Whew, that was heavy.
Wow. Yeah, right? Wow.
Whew, that was heavy. Eileen, thank you.
I thought I was just teaching first grade.
Yeah. You thought you were just, yes, you're a lot more than just teaching first grade. Eileen, thank you for coming on the show and being the mom of the great outdoors.
Thank you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Now is the time to plan for your summer family fun with a new Lund or Low boat, or that low pontoon boat. Oh, perfect for the family, all powered by a Mercury outboard, and get the last of the rebates offered till May 28th. That's right. Let Waterworks Marine get the Mercury outboard motor on your new low pontoon or fishing boat that you will spend hours vacationing close to home, or a summer trip that will make memories for years for the family, and up to a $3,000 rebate till May 28th. But if you're looking for that special Lund powered by a Mercury outboard, let Waterworks Marine help you with up to a $1,500 rebate to get you on the water now on a boat from Waterworks Marine. With over 100 boats and pontoons and rebates, including a special $750 rebate on Mercury outboard motors, Waterworks Marine is the perfect place for your family to enjoy and make memories of a lifetime. So let Waterworks Marine help make your boating dreams come true. If you're outside Chicago, go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said, make my boating dreams come true.
Hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for Constellation's Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 18th. We will be celebrating 23 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $836,000, and every penny raised has gone to the charity each year. Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. And the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which is a genetic disease that affects many organs in a youth and young adults, will be receiving all the funds raised. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For more information and entry forms, go to ConstellationEnergy.com, or I'll send them to you. Just send me a note at ChaunceyN@AOL.com. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll look for you there. Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling, 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 trolling.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, please remember, next weekend we're doing our show live from the South Braidwood parking lot. That's right. It's the Constellation Fishing for a Cure. We've raised over $836,000 in the last 23 years. I want you to come out, have some fun, enjoy the day with us out there. It's a great tournament. The $10,000 is guaranteed by Constellation. First place is $4,000, then $2,500, and it works its way down in the top 10 places. There's food. There's going to be stuff. We have so much fun out there. Please be part of this great event. And this year, we're helping out the Cystic Fibrosis Charity, which is a very important charity. All charities are important to help, but this is the one we're going to cue in on, and we want to make sure we give them a big check. All the expenses are paid by Constellation, and their employees help out so much. Please, please, please come on out there. If you want to get an application, do this right now. Send me an email,
Chauncey N. That's Chauncey, the letter N, at AOL.com. Send me a note. I'll shoot you out the application. Send your check in. Be part of a good and great time here in the great outdoors. Okay, my grandson Aiden, Papa. This is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Once again, he says, Papa, we had a lot of bad storms come through. Many trees are down. We were only able to fish bluegills on one lake just north of Grand Rapids. I was using them little whack-em jigs that you sent me. It's whack-em and stack-em jigs. And we caught bunches of bluegills and stuff like that. And then the storms came back the next day, so we couldn't go fishing. This weekend, we're planning on having a good time out fishing and doing some stuff with Mom, maybe on the boat even. So I'm excited about that. Once again, thanks for all the stuff you sent me, and we'll talk to you next week. Your fishing magician, Aiden. That's my grandson Aiden's fishing report, and sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Don't forget that. Okay, area lakes, bass, bluegills, crappie. We were slamming them in the Forest Preserve last weekend, and in between the storms and stuff that we had, we'd go out when the weather was good, and then we didn't go out on bad days, but we were doing great. Minnows, trout worms, neon worms, everything was popping fish for us in so many of the different lakes. I mean, it was unbelievable. We tried 7 different lakes in 3 days, and we caught fish at every one of them. Cook County Forest Preserves, we did the big musky roundup. We put our cowboy hats and chaps on and waded below the main dam at Busset Lake, and not really, but they use the electrofishing gear, and they picked up 30 walleye and about 5 muskie, and they all looked good. They put transmitters in them, so they're going to be able to track them in the actual main lake of Busset Lake. I'm pretty excited about that. Maybe we can get the fisheries biologist to call us and talk to us about that. That's really exciting in my book. Really, really is. Braidwood Lake, remember that fish for a cure? Send me an email, ChaunceyN at AOL.com. Hot side is about low 80s. The cool side is about 70 to 75 degrees. I'm not going to get goofy on this one. But they're finding a lot of activity there. Those fish, you could be winning some big money at the Fish for a Cure next Saturday. And come on out for my live show. Can't go wrong with that. And the weigh-in at about 3 o'clock. Chain of Lakes, water's coming up pretty well in the chain. We're seeing a lot of activity on Fox and Marie on the wall. Some small plastic and minnows are picking up some white bass there. Ooh, that sounds good. Tastes good too. Crappie are hit and miss, but start shallow and work your way deeper. That's going to be the key to all that activity out there. Remember that. Okay, I mean, this is Mother's Day week, and I want you to do something special for your mom and your adopted mothers, etc. And I can hear the flute starting up, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from Apensui Majuat. It says, when we fish, we touch her. When we hunt, we take from her. When we lay down on the ground, she holds us and caresses us. Just like your own mother, Mother Earth loves you every day. Our own mothers are just like Mother Earth. Mother Earth gives us life every day, like our own mother. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.